Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa created the BRICS Association based on equality and mutual benefit. But can they make their alliance truly profitable politically as well as economically? Find out which BRICS members suffered the most from the 2008 financial crisis, discover what areas of their economies kept growing despite pressure from the West, see how the bloc's members want to empower small and medium enterprises and to encourage economic development. Listen to our special series, Outgrowing Frontier Markets, How Small Businesses Reshape BRICS Economies. In the 1990s, Russia opened its doors to foreign fast food chains, most of them being US brands. Now the country wants to export its own cuisine and culture abroad and considers the BRICS countries as a promising market for fast food franchise sales. Russia's Republic of Bashkortostan is famous for its traditional arts and crafts, honey and furs. Local small businesses showcased these products at this year's Forum on Small Business hosted by the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and BRICS in the region's capital Ufa. Delegates from BRICS nations, Brazil, India, China and South Africa had a chance to glimpse what Russian entrepreneurs can produce and export. And the list goes well beyond the cottage industry. Russia's own fast food chains such as the coffee shop Shokoladnitsa and traditional Russian national cuisine restaurant chain Yolki-Palki are ready to expand abroad. Agnesa Osipova is the president of the Russian Franchise Association, which represents the interests of Russian franchises within government institutions. The association also puts a lot of effort into helping domestic companies to conquer foreign markets. Osipova told Sputnik that BRICS has a lot of potential for Russian entrepreneurs.
Russia is a member of World Franchise Council, and we work a lot in this institution, and we work also with BRIC countries in this institution. The possibilities to communicate, to collaborate in this international club is absolutely magnificent.
According to Agnesa Osipova, another area where Russian franchises can be successful is in the medical field. Laboratories such as In Vitro have been around for almost two decades. Along with another domestic medical laboratory chain, Gemotest, In Vitro is being viewed by Russia's Franchise Association as a good candidate for franchise sales abroad.
I think, you know, business, minor business, franchise business doesn't have any borders and should not have any borders. If it is an interesting concept, which is interesting and valid for people here and is interesting and valid for the countries outside, different countries, it should grow there also. It should bring profit. It should bring new culture. It should bring interest and it should bring friendship between nations.
Within the next few years, BRICS members will be working on implementing unified production and legislative standards for businesses, as well as additional measures that will help entrepreneurs overcome dependency on the dollar and euro. So with the new measures in place and with development of BRICS-wide franchise sales, it's possible that Russian culinary delights such as blini or cottage cheese patties called syrniki will become available in cities such as Johannesburg, Beijing and New Delhi, and not only in Moscow, St. Petersburg or Ufa.